Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning, we have a gospel reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I laid down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." In this gospel today, we hear the good shepherd being proclaimed by Jesus. That Jesus is telling us that he is the good shepherd. When we hear Jesus talking about images like the good shepherd, it's important for us to understand some of the biblical context that these images come from. And one of the most clear images that we see of a shepherd in the scriptures is that of King David. I guess just David before he was king. David was the shepherd boy who went out to take care of his father's sheep. We hear from David's own mouth that in defense of the sheep that he was charged to care for, he fought off bears and lions with his bare hands. Right? That David was a man who was ready to defend the ones that were given into his care, the sheep that were given into his care, no matter what dangers came his way. So when we read about Jesus, we need to understand that this is part of that image that he's providing to us. That even when the lions and bears, when the attackers, when the thieves come against us who are his sheep, he stands strong and he defends us. In the Psalms, in Psalm 23, we hear that David says, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. With his rod and his staff, he comforts me." Right? The rod and the staff are used in two ways. The rod is used to defend the sheep, and the staff is meant to pull the sheep back when they've gone astray. We, brothers and sisters, have a good shepherd. And because of the goodness of our shepherd, we are called also to imitate him. We are called in our lives to be shepherds of those whom we lead, shepherds of those who follow us. Whether you're a parent or a business owner, whether you're a priest or a bishop, whether you're simply a person who works at a job where people don't know the loving goodness of Jesus Christ, we are all called to imitate Jesus as the good shepherd. We're called to lay down our lives. Unfortunately, too many times in our world today, we see examples of people who choose to be like the hired hands, who are there when the things are easy, but run away when things get hard. Brothers and sisters, that is not the call that you and I have. We have the call to be like our Lord Jesus Christ, to stand up against the temptations and the threats of the evil one, the temptations and threats of this world, to defend our families, to defend our children, to defend our parishes, to defend our diocese, to stand up and say, "Enough is enough. I will fight for the ones that are given into my care. I will defend them in the name of the one who has given them to me. We can follow Jesus. We can know him. And when we know him, we can know what it means to imitate the love that he has for us. We're called to love our sheep like Jesus loves us. We're called to love those whom we lead like Jesus loves us. And so I encourage each and every one of us today, where in your life are you a shepherd? And where in your life are you called to lay your life down for your sheep so that they might live? This has been a gospel reflection on the Gospel of John. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events that are offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you and God bless.